General Omar Bradley Field on the Moberly High School campus, where right now it's 70-some-odd degrees and partly cloudy. Far from what we expected to be cloudy and showers and thunderstorms, according to the weatherman. Either way, it's a perfect day for some Monday matinee baseball between the Moberly Spartans and their NCMC chief rival, the Mexico Bulldogs. It's senior day here at General Omar Bradley Field, and two seniors will be honored after the varsity contest tonight, and senior Braden Weitrich, and also the man on the mound tonight. That would be Luke Noel. Glad you could be here with us on Glory 97 Central, MoInfo.com. Scott Lunty here. Corey Harding, the overnight warrior, alongside with us as well. Two teams have already met twice this season, Corey, and they've been high-scoring affairs. Mexico managing to pull out a couple close ones. The first contest was back in March, a 11-10 victory for the Bulldogs. And then in the Fulton tournament this past Friday, it was a walk-off squeeze play by the Bulldogs to get a 13-12 victory over the Spartans. Do you see a similar high-scoring affair today?
The numbers would hold that this would be a high-scoring affair today, but baseball is a funny game, and it's strength versus strength. Mexico relies more on pitching and defense a little bit than they're hitting. Moberly not has had marked struggles on the mound this year, but the offense has been good and consistent throughout the season. So after two close high-scoring contests, one would expect another high-scoring contest between these two, but it could wind up being a 2-1 game as well. We'll just have to find out.
Should be a very fun contest. Spartans are still looking for their first conference win of the season. They are 0-8. They do have one more game tomorrow prior to district play, where they'll open up against Boonville in that district. That's at Marshall tomorrow. This is final regular season game for the Mexico Bulldogs, as they will be taking on Wright City Saturday in their first round district, and they're 8-13 on the season, 3-6 in the NCMC. You'll hear from both coaches coming up next on Glory. It'll be first year head coach Brendan Schaefer of the Mexico Bulldogs up next, and then afterwards you'll hear from the second year Moberly Spartan coach Dale Hyman. It's a beautiful day for some baseball on Glory 97 at centralmoinfo.com.
Kevin Johnson.
After years of getting him to school, countless nights helping with homework, parent-teacher meetings, and school events, it's been a busy 12 years. For him and for you, this calls for a celebration.
Celebrate by sending your graduate off to college with an affordable, pre-owned, low-mileage, reliable vehicle from Thomas Motors. View their inventory online at thomasmtrs.com. That's thomasmtrs.com.
What do you do when you have picky eaters in the family and everyone wants something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, and an oven-baked sandwich or an eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at Domino's.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, arimalism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
We're here at the old on Glory 97 MoInfo.com. That's getting ready for senior night with the Moberly Spartans and the Mexico Bulldogs. Brendan Schaefer, first year coach of the Mexico Bulldogs. Coach, you guys have been playing some pretty decent ball of late. What's really stood out during this run?
You know, we've been resilient lately. We played some pretty good teams, you know, Moberly last week, Fulton, battle. Just
We're here at Omar Bradley Field on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com, as we're getting ready for senior night with the Moberly Spartans and the Mexico Bulldogs. Brandon Schaefer, first-year coach.
Looks like we're having some technical difficulties with the audio, so we'll take a break on Glory 97, try and get that fixed, and you'll hear from Moberly head coach Dale Hyman in just a moment.
Hey, Columbia, it's Leanne Seidenstricker reminding you that Seidenstricker, your local John Deere dealer, will be by your side at Bass Pro Saturday, May 18th from 10 to 3. Come test drive mowers and tractors to receive $500 off new 1 through 5 series tractors, plus coupons for discounts on John Deere parts. You must attend the event at Bass Pro in Columbia to receive these discounts. One day only savings, May 18th from 10 to 3.
Offer ends 6/1/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Thank you for calling Promises Promises Internet Service. Please remain on the line. Due to high call volume around the world, it's likely you'll be on hold for well over an hour.
When it comes to speed, Sheridan Valley is in the lead. Spend less time calling customer support and more time enjoying faster internet. Sheridan Valley has a plan that will fit your lifestyle at an affordable price. See what's available in your area. Visit us online at cvalley.net. Sheridan Valley, keeping you connected.
Dale Hyman, Moberly Spartan coach, joining us here on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com, ahead of senior
Well, looks like the recorder does not want to cooperate with us, unfortunately. So the two teams are making their way over to the dugout just to kind of ad-lib a little bit what both the coaches talked about in the pregame. For head coach Brendan Schaefer, they talked a lot about just the fact that they've been doing a very good job, Corey, making contact with a lot of pitches. And that really kind of goes a long way in regards to how this Mexico team wants to attack, as they've been averaging a little over 6 runs a game here so far. Can you just talk to me about what, when you're going to the plate, just the overall approaches, how you want to have that mindset of pitching to contact versus looking for the big line drive or that home run ball?
The big thing you're looking for when you first go to the plate is you want to try to get your pitch early in the count. As you get deeper in the count, basically you're just trying to protect and get the ball into play. But early in the count, I really expect Mexico to try to be aggressive today. Moberly, you know, again, noted pitching troubles, so they're going to be wanting to jump on the first strike they see and try to not go station to station with walks, but try to generate some multiple base hits and score and put up a lot of crooked numbers early.
And now on the other side, you look at the Spartans. Offense has not been an issue for them at all this year. They've been averaging a little over 8 runs a game. It's been that pitching that has been one of the bigger issues, is getting a little bit of consistency on the mound and closing out games. Moberly has already allowed 4 walk-off losses coming into today's penultimate game for the Spartans. And the other thing is, when their pitchers are going, they're throwing strikes. Anytime anyone gets on, Dale Hyman has mentioned that they've done a good job in regards to getting people out. The problem is, whenever people are getting on base, it's usually because they're hitting someone or they're walking someone. So what's kind of a key from a pitcher's aspect for the Spartans in having that command and finding that strike zone?
The first thing I would say that the Moberly pitchers want to do, even if they have to put one right down the middle, you want to start off each batter with a strike. And then it's at any level of baseball. It doesn't matter how old you are, all the way up through the big leagues. You want to start every batter off with a strike and put him behind from the get-go. And that puts you as a pitcher at an advantage. The big thing for Moberly today is they're going to have to avoid that walk merry-go-round. If Mexico gets that started and Moberly allows that to happen, it could be a very, very long afternoon for Moberly pitchers.
He's Corey Harding. I'm Scott Lunty, filling in for the coaches here as the audio recorder laid the waste there for that. Well, just to put it, I'd say that's about the way you put it. So
it decided it was too hot today.
It said it was too hot today. That's a fair assessment. We're going to take a break. Anthem's going to be playing, and when we come back, we'll thank some sponsors and look at the lineups. We've got high school baseball coming up next on Glory 97 and centralmoinfo.com.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Berger. Have you noticed the price of fuel lately? Oh, my. Why not stop by KB Tire and Auto and let us check your tire pressure? You'd be amazed how much fuel is wasted each day by low tire pressure. Or, if that vehicle is sluggish, why not let our technicians perform a fuel injector flush and a maintenance tune-up? A plugged air filter, plugged fuel injectors, and low tire pressure really rob your wallet. We're KB Tire and Auto, 1301 North Morley and Moberly. We'll get you going.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motor, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors and First State Community Bank, all of Moberly, Macon Healthcare Center and Samaritan Hospital, both of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow, Pest Pro Solutions in Moberly and Shelbina at pestpromo.com. And after the game, we will bring you our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We will take a short break and be back with our first pitch in just a moment here on Glory 97.3 FM.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Kevin Johnson.
After years of getting him to school, countless nights helping with homework, parent-teacher meetings, and school events, it's been a busy 12 years. For him and for you, this calls for a celebration.
Celebrate by sending your graduate off to college with an affordable, pre-owned, low-mileage, reliable vehicle from Thomas Motors. View their inventory online at thomasmtrs.com. That's thomasmtrs.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
All right, to get started here at Omar Bradley Field here on the campus of Moberly High School. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup for the Mexico Bulldogs, who are on the road, and they are wearing
the road red uniforms with the gray numbers and gray lettering and the black trim. It will be Ty Prince to lead things off. He is batting first. He's at third base. Gage Worley bats second, is at second. Cody Rowell, the DH, bats third. Cole Whalen will bat fourth. He is the starting pitcher. Zach Watkins is batting fifth at short. Zach Mueller is at first, batting sixth. Jesse Finnewald is in right, batting seventh. Dalen Feigenspan is in left field, batting eighth. And Taylor Bledsoe rounds out the Mexico lineup. He's in center field and batting ninth. So it's Prince, Worley, Rao, followed by Whalen, Watkins, Mueller. And it's Finnewald, Feigenspan, and Taylor Bledsoe. Corey, starting pitcher is Luke Noel. He's been very steady for the Spartans as of late, and it's very fitting the senior gets the nod on senior night.
Noel, 1-0 record so far, but a 5.16 ERA kind of underscores the pitching problem Beverly has had so far this year. He has 15 strikeouts, but also 14 walks on the year. Walks a consistent and season-long problem for the Spartans this season.
So he is on the mound, warming up with Sam Martin, who is behind the plate today. Beverly is in the home blue uniforms with the wide numbers red, Spartan red trim around those and the white pants. Should have mentioned Mexico's wearing the gray pants. And in the outfield, around the horn, I should say, it's Andre Butner, Isaiah Kitchen in center, and Avery Pollard in right. Austin Laughlin's at short, Braden Weitrich at short. Andrew Imgarden is at second, Josh Price is at first. Nice crowd on hand for the Mexico faithful. Some of the Spartan crowd is working their way, but some of them also are just one stadium over at Dr. K. Larry Noel Spartan Stadium for a junior high track meet that is taking place. So if you hear any of that gunfire in the background, no worries. That's just the gun for the track meet. So we are ready to roll here on KTCM Madison, 497 Central Mo Info.com. Ty Prince lead things off for the Mexico Bulldogs. He is leading the Bulldogs in all statistical categories. He awaits the first pitch from Noel, and it's a curveball a tad outside. 351 average on the year, 9 RBIs, 13 runs, also has 5 doubles, a triple, and 10 walks. That leads all Mexico Bulldogs this year, and he fights one off in the foul territory on the first base side, and that will roll out. There is a minor south wind today, as it's a 1-1 count.
Wind is blowing in from left field almost directly.
As from home to the left field foul pole is pretty much from north to south. There's 1-1 offering for Prince, and now tailed in near his chest. Got away with it, makes it a 2-1. And then the first base foul line is from east to west. Here is a 2-1 and another pitch high and inside, 3-1. And this was something Beverly needed to figure out early. Let's find that strike zone. So far, Prince's foul has been the lone one. Hitters count for Ty Prince, and he smokes one into center field, right into the glove of Isaiah Kitchen, records first out of this contest.
Pretty easy pop fly there for Kitchen. Didn't have to move too far from his spot in center field to come up and make that catch.
And so I'll bring up Gage Worley, who is the number two hitter in the Bulldog lineup, the senior batting 302 on the year with 2 RBIs. Playing in his final regular season game as a Mexico Bulldog. Noel fires, and forces Worley to fan on it for strike one. Good pitch at about 12 o'clock. Here's the windup on an 0-1. Tailing a little bit outside, not quite on the zone. Evens up the count. One one. Here it comes. I want a little more in, and he gets the call.
Nice off-speed pitch drop right on that inside corner, about thigh high.
1-2. Noel looking for his first K, and he will see one foul away towards the Moberly Middle School and out of play, which is behind the first base foul line. And now it's a 1-2 for Noel. Winds and fires. Getting it off the heel of the bat was Worley to the backstop. Cody Rao, the DH, will be on deck. One, two, the pitch. Dang, just nipped it on the outside part of the plate, and Luke Noel has his first strikeout on the afternoon.
A nice pitch there, up 1-2 by Noel. Had some room to play with in the count. Go ahead and try to get the batter to fish for it. Put one right there on the very edge of the plate. Nice pitch by Noel.
Didn't need to fish anything. And so that brings up Cody Rao, the DH. His first pitch from Noel is an elevating fastball. A little too high for ball number one. Rao takes a pitch on the outside part as it was a sinker out. 291 on the year. He had a foot injury midway through the season for the Bulldogs. Still managed to play through it. Hasn't been 100% healthy. Hasn't had to miss any time as he takes on a breaking ball in the dirt. Makes it a 2-1 count. He's got 291 average and the lone homer of the year for the Mexico Bulldogs. Two outs. And that's going to ricochet off the backstop. Corey Harding would have been knocked out cold like Ben Bishop yesterday for the Dallas Stars if there were no backstop there.
I think I would have been all right. It was off to my right.
You knew a hockey reference is coming in at some point.
Had to come in at some point.
Get out of the way early. 2-2. And that is a fastball breaking outside.
I like that pitch by Noel. He got the batter to go after an outside pitch on the last one. He fouled off back here towards us when that tried to go to the same spot again, but the batter held up.
Full count. Go to Rao, and he will shoot the gap. Goes off the glove of Wietrich, and it's going to be an infield single for Cody Rao on two outs. Good range there by Wietrich. Tough play, though.
Very tough play. Almost got the glove on it. Couldn't quite put the glove on it and pull it in, but should be scored an infield single for Rao.
So I'm giving him as Cole Whelan, the counterpart to Luke Noel, comes to the plate. And as a tailing fastball out, Martin plucks it for 1-0 count. Whelan tied with the team in RBIs coming into today with 9, 246 average. Does have 2 runs, 4 doubles on the year. 2 outs here in the top half of the first, and it's going to be a chopper to the third baseman, Austin Laughlin, will fire it over to his first baseman, Josh Price, and that's the top of the first. Moberly coming up on Crest, or Glory 97, Big Park, CentralMoInfo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
To the business owners dreaming of their next expansion. To the newlyweds imagining buying their first home. To the family of three who's hoping to make it 4. And to Courtney, who's just beginning to dream. First State Community Bank can help.
We would love to hear your dream, so together we can help you reach it.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
But, three or four. And it's for the bottom half of the first, as We take a look at the Moberly lineup. It'll be Andre Butner in left batting first. Andrew Imgarden is batting at second and is at second. Isaiah Kitchen, center field, batting third. Braden Wietrich, cleanup. He's the shortstop. Austin Laughlin is batting fifth. He's at third. Josh Price is at first, batting at sixth. Luke Noel is pitching, batting seventh. Hayden Hopper to DH is eighth. And Sam Martin is batting ninth. He is your catcher. So it's Butner, Imgarden, Kitchen, followed by Wietrich, Laughlin, Price, and Noel, Hopper, and Martin. Tell us about Cole Whelan, Corey.
Cole Whelan, a 0-6 record on the mound this year, 6.38 ERA, 22 strikeouts, but 23 walks. According to Coach Schaefer, needs to work on throwing strikes more consistently.
So we'll see if he can do that against a Spartan lineup who's averaging about 8.5 runs a game. And it will be Andre Butner who will get things started. Very solid year for the junior, 4.26 on the year, 14 runs batted in, and he's drawn a team-high 12 walks as he takes a Whelan fastball high for number one. And he holds off on that. Looks like a pretty decent pitch there by Whelan, but call it's had outside. He's working quickly. 2-0. Inside, 3-0. Be about a good start for the Spartans with one more pitch, potentially.
A little bit of a reversal of fortune.
3-0. That one's right down the middle for strike one. No disputing there. Brett Wilson's behind the plate today for the Bulldogs. Go through the rest of the defense in just a moment. And here's a 3-1, and that's going to be popped up in foul territory. And the pitcher, Cole Whelan, will track it about 6 feet or so. Foul next to home plate to record the first out. As we take a look at that defense now from Mexico, it is Dalen Feigenspan in left, Taylor Bledsoe in center, Jesse Finnewald in right, Ty Francis at third, Zach Watkins at short, Gage Worley at second, Zach Mueller at first, Brett Wilson behind the plate, and Cole Whelan ready to go against Andrew Imgarden. And on one pitch, he will fly one into very shallow left field, and it's going to drop in. Looks like a tough angle there for the shortstop, Zach Watkins, who tried to come up with that.
Kind of a little slicer down towards the third base side into no man's land, and a tough play for either your left fielder or your shortstop to make third base and probably cannot get to that ball where it was played.
You almost had to play that as a wide receiver. You're a third baseman. And so that will bring up Isaiah Kitchen, the center fielder. With Imgarden over at first, and he will take a fastball on the outer part of the plate for strike number one. Kitchen, 447 on the year, 10 RBIs, 23 runs. Moberly gets their second batter on, and Kitchen already behind in the count, 0-2, as it's a fastball on the outer part. Here's pitch, fouled away over to press box and out. A couple clouds here and there, but it's turned out to be a beautiful afternoon for some baseball here at General Omar Bradley Field. As Kitchen awaits the pitch from Cole Whelan as a changeup outside, makes it a 1-2. Check back over at first at Imgarden. Slides back in. No problem. Bringing in out glove of Mueller. He's occupying the bag at first. Imgarden's got about a three-step lead off first. Pitch. Swing and a miss. First strikeout of the day for Cole Whelan. That was a breaking ball at about 6 o'clock.
Batting from Moberly, number 22, Braden Wietrich.
Braden Weidrich, DMACC basketball commit to the plate now for the Spartans. Announced his commitment a couple weeks after the high school basketball season came to a conclusion, and he will take one down and away and fan at strike number one. Scored 1,000 career point against Hannibal back in December. And he'll be taking... Actually, we'll get to that in just a moment as he smokes one in the right center field for a base hit. Advances Imgarden the second. It's a one-out single for Weidrich.
Nice, easy swing for Weidrich on that one. Took it right back up the middle just to the right of second base. Dropped in for an easy single for Braden Weidrich.
But to finish that point on Weidrich going to MACC, he gets to stay in town, continue to develop as a player. And a fastball up and in to the number four hitter, five hitter, I beg your pardon, Austin Laughlin for ball one. And he gets to play with some NCMC teammates, such as Savion Thorpe, who committed a couple weeks ago. And now another screamer in the center field, and this one is going to be caught for the third out by Taylor Bledsoe, and then Desi Jones of Hannibal as well, part of that MACC brigade. We played one, no score on 497.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles. Schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Go to the top of the second front, Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Like you're with us. As it's Moberly and Mexico NCMC rivals. Final game of the regular season for the Bulldogs. Penultimate one for Moberly. They're at Marshall tomorrow to round out their regular season slate, barring Mother Nature. Luke Noel faced four batters in that first with one strikeout, allowing the Cody Rao hit, and now he gets to take on the shortstop, Zach Watkins, number five hitter in the Mexico Bulldog lineup.
Now batting for the Bulldogs, number 17, Zach Watkins.
It's had a tough year at the plate. 184, one RBI. Does have a triple on the year. But based on statistical numbers, you'd have to think Noel would have the advantage here. Here's his first pitch, down the middle for strike one. Not quite a fastball there by Noel, but where it needed to go.
Watkins with nine strikeouts on the year has only walked three times.
Chased a breaking ball, and now it's 0-2. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw the heater here. Two off-speed pitches. 0-2 now the count. He does, and Watkins just gets a piece of it. Bites it off the backstop.
The 0-2, he's shown in the dark one now. Does he come back to the fastball, or does he go back to the off-speed pitch that got him his first two strikes?
Let's find out. 0-2. It's the heater, and it's popped up. He will charge in from his knees over to first, stand in and out of glove up the price. It wasn't going to matter anyway as Watkins hustles all the way down, and that'll be a single for Zach Watkins.
Good effort by Noel coming off the mound to get to that one. Just slipped a little bit as he reached the ball, and that's what cost him a chance to actually make the throw out at first.
And so that brings up Zach Mueller. A very respectable season at the plate. And sliding in safely is Watkins. So that almost got away from Price there at first. Three-step lead. And here's the first pitch to Mueller. Fights that one off. Over to Moberly, dug out and out of play. Spartan defense playing a little in here for Mueller. He'll go back, check over. At Watkins, slides it safe.
Watkins in fairly easily at first base on that pickoff attempt.
0-1. Change up inside. To the righty Mueller. There's something you don't really see all that often in high school baseball. 1-1, and now Watkins goes. Martin fires over to Weidrich. He might have him. He got him. What a throw by Zach or Sam Martin.
Throw was a little bit offline to the first base side of the bat, but Weidrich with a nice catch, able to reach back quickly and tag out the runner on that play. Good, strong throw as well.
So that erases the runner at first. Zach Watkins is caught stealing. And now it's a 1-2, and that is a little out and away. To get to my point, high school, you normally have your head coach as your third base coach as well, and you have an assistant. That's not the case here with Mexico. Brandon Schaefer is sitting on the dugout with his team, and he's relying on the assistants. Swing and a miss, and it's now full count with Zach Mueller.
Noel has done a good job of getting ahead of hitters so far in this game. If that trend continues, Moberly could be sitting pretty as far as defense goes.
But he cannot get a pitch in the strike zone on a 3-2 when on a walk is Zach Mueller. So Mexico gets that base runner back.
Now batting number 35.
Jesse Finwall now. 125 on the year. An RBI, and a run for the sophomore. His first pitch. He will pop that up to the moon and down to second baseman Andrew Imgarden for the second out.
That ball hung up a long time for Imgarden. That's the kind of play as an infielder you dread with that pop fly that high, because you have a long time for it to drift off to your left or right and make it a tougher catch. But Ingarten, a nice job keeping under that ball.
And most ball fields as well, not all of them, but most of them here, usually face an eastward direction away from the sun. That was one of the few times where it's actually an advantage. If you're in the field, you're not dealing with the sun during this time of day when looking that far up, because you're looking away from it. So I think that helped Ingarten for sure. Next batter is Dalen Fikespan, and he's in a 1-0 count after a pitch inside. And now he'll try and rope one into right field, but slices it a tad too much in. So 1-1 count.
A nice thought there. Avery Pollard well off the line there in right field, poking one over to first baseman's head. Easily a double.
Here's pitch, full chopper. The Weidrich that grabs it over to Price, and just in time for the out.
A nice stretch by Price at first base to secure that out.
And Noel gets out of the jam. Still no score after a 1.5 on Corey 97.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Berger. Have you noticed the price of fuel lately? Oh, my. Why not stop by KB Tire and Auto and let us check your tire pressure?
you'd be amazed how much fuel is wasted each day by low tire pressure. Or, if that vehicle is sluggish, why not let our technicians perform a fuel injector flush and a maintenance tune-up? A plugged air filter, plugged fuel injectors, and low tire pressure really rob your wallet. We're KB Tire and Auto, 1301 North Morley and Moberly. We'll get you going.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first-hand gun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
If we go on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com. As starting things out will be Josh Price, then will be Luke Noel and Hayden Hopper in the order for the Spartans, as it's no score after 1.5. A couple base runners have gotten on for the Bulldogs, as Rao had a single, as well as Zach Watkins and Zach Muller. Sam Martin with a great throw behind the plate to really erase any kind of Mexico momentum they might have had going there in that top of the second.
Number 24, Josh Price.
Josh Price has been one of the better hitters on the year for the Spartans with 12 RBIs, and he'll take a fastball low and away for ball number one. He has the lone Spartan home run on the year. 1-0, and he will scream one in the left field for a base hit just past the paw of Zach Watkins, the shortstop.
Diving attempt by Watkins on that one, but hit just a little bit too hard for him to reach.
Number 13, Luke Noel.
Now it's Luke Noel. Already having a solid start on the mound, and he's been solid at the plate this year, too. 327 on the year, 11 RBIs. They check back over at Price at first, slides, and safe as Mueller occupying the first base bag for the Mexico Bulldogs. In the center field, they were just shy of center field. What a grab there by Gage Worley, the second baseman. Lunges up and just robs a base hit there.
And Worley that is second out. Back on that one. Seemed to have a good line to the ball, though.
Price had to quickly run back to first. It's like me. I thought that was a for sure single, at least. And so, that'll bring up the DH, Hayden Hopper.
Junior, a 308 average on the season. 7 RBIs for Hopper as well.
Also play quarterback a little bit for the Moberly Spartan football team, along with Dominic Stone King.
And kicker.
He is also the kicker. Got to give the kickers a little bit of love, as it's a 1-0 pitch outside to the lefty Hopper.
Especially when you have the rarity of a left-footed kicker in high school.
Three-step lead off first for Josh Price, and Hopper grounds it to second. This could potentially be two. They get the one at second over to first. That's going to get away. That goes off the dugout, and they're going to have to get Hopper, and he was lackadaisical on the plate, and he's out.
Hopper turning the wrong direction. He turned back into the field of play instead of continuing either down the line or peeling off into foul territory. That's what allowed Mexico to come back and tag him for the third out of the inning.
Base running mistake by the Spartans gets Mexico out of the inning. We'll be back on Glory 97.
To the business owners dreaming of their next expansion. To the newlyweds imagining buying their first home. To the family of three who's hoping to make it four. And to Courtney, who's just beginning to dream. First State Community Bank can help.
We would love to hear your dream, so together we can help you reach it.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do you do when you have picky eaters in the family and everyone wants something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, and an oven-baked sandwich or an eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza Mix and Match for just $5.99 each. Order online at Domino's.com.
At Moberly High School, General Omar Bradley Field, to be specific, for the Spartans and Mexico Bulldogs. It's senior night for the Spartans, and they'll be honoring Braden Weitrich and the man on the mound, Luke Noel, after the varsity game and prior to the JV game. It'll be Mexico coming up here top of the third inning as we have no score. Ty Prince, Gage Borley, and Cody Rao will. Or check that. Taylor Bledsoe gets to go. He's number nine there. Then it'll be top of the order with Ty Prince and Gage Worley. Base ran mistake there by Hayden Hopper, Corey. He made it the first, but he had one critical error there.
What was he that? Turned himself back into the field of play, meaning he turned himself back towards second base. If he would have went straight down the line or peeled into foul territory, they couldn't tag him for the out. But since he made that those two or three steps into the field of play, he's eligible to be tagged out, and he was.
So tough one to swallow there for the Spartans, who looked like they had something going there in the third, and it ends up being a double play, just not the one you expected. And on the first pitch, Taylor Bledsoe grounds one to the shortstop, Weitrich, and that will get away towards the dugout, and heading over to second, it's Bledsoe. Will he try another? He will not.
Weitrich's throw offline. Price tried to stretch and save the throw at least, but couldn't quite get a glove on that one.
So it'll be an E6 on Weitrich. Mexico has their first man on second. Now back to the top of the order, Ty Prince. Again, tied with team high, 9 RBIs. Pitch. That gets away from Martin and over to third. Was Taylor Bledsoe. And those are the pitches the Spartans have been hoping to avoid.
A squeeze play ending the game at the Fulton tournament recently. Could we see that again right here for the first run of the game?
That's how they won the game Friday against Moberly, was a suicide squeeze in the bottom half of the ninth. Or seventh, I should say. High fastball, strike one. Ty Prince. It's now 1-1. Taylor Bledsoe at first, or third. And that is going to go into left field. Base hit. Mexico gets on the board on a Ty Prince RBI. One nothing Mexico. Ty Prince gets on the first. No problem with a line drive into shallow left field.
Nice hard shot. Right over Weitrich's head.
So the errant throw gets an extra base, and now they will check back in. And a wild pitch, so two free bags there for Bledsoe on the play as they check back over at Prince. Their 4-or-so-step lead for the sophomore third baseman. Noel delivers. Change up in the dirt. Martin, good to block that. 2-0.
Austin Laughlin in on the grass down to third base for Moberly.
Look back over at Prince. It's safe. Gage Worley struck out looking first time he saw Luke Noel. Now Prince Over to second. Our good throw there by Martin, but it's a little offline, and a little more speed there by Ty Prince, and he's in safely with a stolen base. A runner scoring position for Mexico, 1-1. Is to count to Gage Worley. Here it comes. Fly ball, foul territory. Giving it a look is Avery Powler, going to run out of real estate. Now 1-2.
Long, long run for Pollard on that one. Almost came up with it, but not quite in time.
So Worley is ready for 1-2 count. They check back over at Prince, and he was almost off the bag there.
Almost caught
there
Prince,
by Imgarten.
Almost caught Prince napping after taking his lead. A nice pickoff throw by Noel.
Weitrich trying to sneak in behind Prince now, and no one there. Check back. Now the pitch. Tough swing there. Weitrich there going to try and tag out Prince, and he just goes back in. So runners are safe.
Weitrich, after that first error of the inning on a similar play, deciding to hold this one and keep Prince at second rather than give him the opportunity to advance to third.
Yeah, that's a ticky-tacky situation there if you're Weitrich. Just if you go over to first, and he's certainly going over to third. So do you sacrifice the out in exchange for advanced runner, or do you take a shot? They're going to try back at him, Garnett, again, and he's just back in safe. Prince really testing the waters there at second.
Making sure mom has to bust out the laundry soap.
No doubt about that, as Cody Rao is at the dish. Single his first at-bat, and he will get on. Again, plucked into forearm. And now the bases are loaded, so that hesitant throw there has backfired on the Spartans, and the bases are loaded.
One run in already for Mexico. Nobody out. Bases are loaded full of Bulldogs. This is the kind of situation I'm sure Coach Hyman wanted to avoid.
No need to say, I would agree. Spartans in some trouble here in the top half of the third.
Number one, Cole Whalen.
It's Cole Whalen that will come to the plate. Already one has scored. It was RBI by Ty Prince scoring Taylor Bledsoe. Is there more in store? And it's ball outside to Cole Whalen. Well, ready once again. Winds and fires. Breaking ball in for strike one. That would be huge here for the Spartans.
A strikeout would be massive for Moberly right now.
One-one. A little high and inside. Ty Prince is at third. Gage Worley is at second. Cody Rao at first. No outs here in the top of the third for the Bulldogs. 2-1 to count. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch by Whalen. Got him tied up. Big pitch here in this game. 2-2. In the center field, that's going to score at least two. Prince is in. Play at the plate, sliding in, and he's out. What a thrower in center field by Kitchen. They're going to try and double up at third. He's safe. And advancing over to second is Cole Whalen. But what a throw from center field by Isaiah Kitchen to get the man out at home.
Absolutely spectacular throw, throwing the runner out at the plate from mid-center field. One bounce to the plate. Also, a nice play by Sam Martin to catch that and get the tag down on the Mexico runner as well to prevent another run.
Worley, the man tagged out at home. Can't necessarily blame Mexico one bit on Sandoval there. That looked like a for sure second run. But credit Kitchen. That throw has to be on the dot to even have a chance.
And it was pretty much on the dot.
It was pretty much on the dot. And they almost got Rao at third, but he slid in just in time.
Very much a bang-bang play at third base. Martin with a good throw down to third was a touch high for a throw on a tag play like that. But still a good, strong throw by Martin. Martin has shown off his arm so far this evening behind the plate from Oberle.
Riley Givens going to courtesy run here at second for Whalen. And so if that all sorted out now, one run has scored, another is out. We got runners on second and third with one out here in the third.
Nice block on a pitch in the dirt by Martin right there.
As Zach Watkins is at the plate. 1-0. And that's going to be foul out of play towards the baseball gate behind the middle school. 1-1. One offering and a little bit high to Watkins. So 2-1. We have Rao over at third and courtesy runner Givens at second. Pitch downhill or just on the inside part of the plate for strike number two. And I don't know if Watkins quite agreed with that one.
The Mexico faithful did not agree either. The problem with that is that Watkins squatted down as the pitch came in. The strike zone is set when the pitch is thrown.
And a little floater into shallow right field. Pollard will be charging in, and he's going to throw it into home plate for Martin. Sure, no runs advance. Boy, how fortunate would Moberly be if they can get out of this bases-loaded, no-out situation, only allowing one run.
Extremely fortunate.
Now batting for Mexico, number 22, Zach Mueller.
So Zach Mueller is the last hope for Mexico to potentially do some more damage here in the top of the third, where the Bulldogs have already scored two runs, and it was looking like it was going to be at least three.
Bases loaded and no outs. You're hoping for three, four, maybe even five runs out of that situation.
Five runs is a stretch, but you have to have some really good hitting in that situation. Here's the first pitch to Zach Mueller. He's single in his first at-bat, and it's a little high and inside by Luke Noel. Line drive down the third base line, and that's going to draw a foul.
Out down at third, doing a little dance to avoid that foul ball.
Just a little bit. He's got some hops.
Needed him on that.
1-1. Just on the upper part of the plate. A nice changeup by Noel for strike two. He's one away from getting out of the third.
Fantastic piece of pitching by Noel to get out of this with only two runs scored.
Martin setting up in the middle of the plate. 1-2. Swing and a miss on the changeup. And Moberly gets out of a bases-loaded jam with no outs, only allowing one run. Impressive work by the Spartans as they come to the plate next. Down 2-0 on Glory 97.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education.
this just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles, too.
Go to the bottom of the third on Glory 97 and centralmoinfo.com. Skylines here alongside with our overnight warrior, Corey Harding.
For those curious, I do not melt in the sunshine.
That is good to hear. I'm glad you don't. But it is a 2-0 lead for the Mexico Bulldogs. Could have been a whole lot worse for the Moberly Spartans. If they were to get back in the game, you got to think about the defensive plays by Isaiah Kitchen, Sam Martin, and also Avery Pollard. And the first pitch by Cole Whalen is a fastball inside, or ball number one.
Martin at the bottom of the order, still a 300 hitter on the season, 6 RBIs. Struck out 7 times, however, against only 2 walks.
He takes ball number 2 in the dirt. Rush is ready to go, and he puts one in the right field and drops in for a base hit. Zach Martin, I always want to say Zach Martin, the Cowboys card there, but Sam Martin has had himself a really solid game here so far. First step back, 1-for-1, made a couple of defensive plays already. Tag out at home and a throw out at second.
Looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner for Martin.
As one would expect. We'll wait and see who that is, and it's going to be Ethan Bandel who will do the courtesy running honors for Mr. Martin.
Courtesy running for the catcher, number 3, Ethan Bandel.
Now it's Andre Butner who flew out in foul territory to Cole Whalen, the pitcher, his first step bat. Check back over at Bandel.
Good throw on the bag. Might have had him there. He had a pretty aggressive lead at first.
They look back at him, slides back in, and he's out! Too large of a lead there by Vandal, and just like that, the Moberly base runner is gone. Once again, second error on the base pass for the Spartans.
Caught him leaning. Those, with a 2-0 game, those two base running errors by the Spartans could loom large as we get later in the game.
Fastball on the inner part of the plate is called a strike to Andre Butner. One now to count. That's inside. And a flare foul in the right field out of play. It's my first time ever watching Moberly baseball, Corey, and the thing that stands out with me is the talent is there for the Spartans. It's just, this is just my opinion, take it for a grain of salt, is it's just the consistency and some of the fundamentals is what gets to the Spartans.
And as we've seen twice now down at first base, mental errors.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the fundamental part is knowing the situation and where to go off on the base path. Some of the simple stuff in there are going to bring up Andre Butner. That is the second strikeout of the game. Or Cole Whalen.
Brett Wilson, no doubt on that one. As soon as he caught the ball, he was already throwing it around the horn.
That was a no-doubter strike right down the middle. As Imgarten comes to the plate, single in his first at-bat. The bomb to first and takes a fastball outside. Our pitch, and this is going to be a roller over to Worley. Plucks it, trying to get over to first, and he gets it just in time. Or check that, no, he hustled all the way in for a single.
Number two, Isaiah Kitchen.
A little sunny over there, Mr. Harding.
A little sunny. It took a funny short hop on Waylon just as he got to the ball, too. Came up off the heel of his glove just enough to give the runner time to make it to first base.
Now it's Isaiah Kitchen. Fastball outside. Almost got away there from Brett Wilson. 1-0. Mexico has already defeated the Spartans twice this season. The other NCMC matchup down in Mexico in March. And this past Friday in the Fulton tournament. Both high-scoring one-run affairs. It's Isaiah Kitchens in a 2-0 count. Time is requested by Wilson and granted.
Mexico looking for the hat trick over Moberly this year.
2-0, and Kitchen will foul that away. Okay, so I got a question for you.
Okay.
There's no knock on Isaiah Kitchen for whatever reason, but what is going on with the two different pairs of cleats?
I would say it's a fashion statement.
You think it is?
I'm not sure how fashionable it is.
Here's the 2-1 as he fans. It's now 0-2. So he has on his right foot he's got the black New Balance with the white, with kind of that white siding and the New Balance logo on the one. And then on his left foot, he's got, as there's a pitch on the outside part, you got a turquoise-based shoe with a little bit of kind of a salmon orange and then the black New Balance.
I can't explain it.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I have not either. I've seen players wear two different color batting gloves, things like that, but I've never seen two different colored cleats before.
Time is called on a full count for Isaiah Kitchen. Isaiah's parents are listening. You might need to talk with him. Just saying. And it's a walk for Isaiah Kitchen.
As we're learning from the Moberly faithful here, Andre Butner, the opposite cleats of Kitchens.
We might have to look at that.
Except for Moberly, number 22. Brady.
It's nice when you're next to the fans who happen to be the parents.
Yes.
You're into superstition. Can't blame him. Brian Weitrich at the plate now. Talking shoes here in a varsity baseball game.
Only in high school baseball.
Only in high school baseball. See, fouls that away. So, Imgarten is at second. Kitchen, with a pair of opposite cleats, is at first. 0-1. And that will be in low and inside, and mask comes off of Wilson, almost got Weitrich.
Wilson shedding the mask to go after the ball. It got away to him just to his left. As Weitrich trying to exit the batter's box at the same time.
And that one hits the hip of Weitrich, and he is off over the first. Bases are loaded, and the Spartans can respond here with two outs.
Even one run here in this situation would be huge for Moberly, down 2-0.
Austin Laughlin. The base is loaded. Gets the inside part of the play for ball number one. Blew out to the center fielder, Taylor Bledsoe, in his first at bat. And he takes a pitch inside. Almost got Laughlin. It's a 1-1. Got Imgarden at first. Kitchen at second. Weetrich at first, and that's going to be a grounder to short. Mexico gets out of the bases loaded jam after the throw to Mueller at first. 2-0 Mexico after three on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com.
Hey, Columbia, it's Leanne Seidenstricker reminding you that Seidenstricker, your local John Deere dealer, will be by your side at Bass Pro Saturday, May 18th from 10 to 3. Come test drive mowers and tractors to receive $500 off new 1 through 5 series tractors, plus coupons for discounts on John Deere parts. You must attend the event at Bass Pro in Columbia to receive these discounts. One day only savings, May 18th from 10 to 3.
Offer N61-2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
We're back on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. KTCM Madison, so we're approaching 6 o'clock in mid-Missouri. It's a 2-0 lead for the Mexico Bulldogs over the Moberly Spartans here at General Omar Bradley Field here in Moberly. Those just showing us, Mexico got both their runs in the previous inning. It was an RBI single by Ty Prince scoring Taylor Bledsoe, who advanced on a wild pitch in a throwing error. And then Ty Prince collected the error run from an RBI single by Cole Whelan. But Spartan defense came up huge in that last inning to make it only a 2-0 lead.
The first one, a wonderful throw from Isaiah Kitchen from center field to the plate to grab one runner. Avery Pollard prevented a run from right field with another accurate throw to Sam Martin at home plate.
So it's Jesse Finnewald who will start things out. That will go through to Mitta Martin and through the legs and to the backstop for ball number one. So it'll be Finnewald, if I could span, and Bledsoe here in the top half of the fourth. Mexico wearing the road reds. Bunt shown and backed away by Finnewald for a strike with the gray numbers, black trim. And Bulldogs on the back of the jerseys. That's also in gray or the black trim. Gray pants with a red pinstripe. And a screamer by Finnewald, the grounder in right center field for a base hit. Leadoff single for Mexico brings up Dalen Feigenspan. Overly in the home whites. The home white pants, that is, with the white numbers, with the red trim and the royal blue jerseys, the red caps. And Luke Noel will look over at Jesse Finnewald and throws over and slides to the state.
Noel's move to first, not quite as quick as Wayland's.
He's got a three-step lead off first. Here's the pitch. Comebacker, and they're going to get the double play. What a catch there by Luke Noel, and it just quickly threw over to Josh Price after a quick five-step lead. Easy double play.
Noel with one of those look-what-I-found comebackers. An easy throw to first for the double play.
Sort of a bad break there if you're Finnewald. Even if he were like three or four steps versus probably the 5-6 step lead, he probably would have been out.
Secondary lead definitely putting him too far off the bag there.
So we'll go down as a 1-3 double play with Taylor Bledsoe. Now to the plate. And this would be big for Noel as well if he can get a 1-2-3 inning, because his pitch count definitely ramped up a little bit there in that third inning with the bases loaded. He could use an efficient fourth. It's two strikes away from doing that, or ball in play. 2-1 now. This pitch is low and outside. Taylor Bledsoe has won the two Mexico runs. Again, reached on error last time. This one will bounce off the mound and into center field for a single.
Right back up the middle at Noel again. And Noel, unfortunately for him,
is a little too low for him.
Not able to get a glove on that one.
A little too low as it ricochets off just behind the rubber. It'll bring up Ty Prince.
That would have been an absolutely spectacular play if he'd have been able to make that one.
First pitch, changeup, down the middle for a strike.
Noel's changeup seems to have an interesting little down and away action to it, no matter where he throws it.
They check back over. Appalette, so he slides it safe. You want to go back-to-back changeups on Prince, would you?
I wouldn't. I would not give their best hitter a chance to hit two changeups in a row.
They do. And it's a grounder to Weitrich. Through the glove and turning is Bledsoe. Caught Moberly's defense napping, and he gets an extra base in the process.
Weitrich, after missing that ball, gave up on the play. The second baseman laxed in backing him up. That gave the Mexico runner a chance to go from second to third on that one. Not what the Spartans wanted with two outs.
So Prince is on base second time in this game. Gage Worley will come to the plate. Can Bulldogs make Moberly pay? And they may intentionally walk him.
Martin giving some signals. Runners on first and third. They may well try to throw the runner out at second, stealing.
They're ready for a potential stolen base by Prince. Here he goes. It's a hit and run. And that's going to drop into center field for a base hit. And it'll be an RBI for Gage Worley, making it 3-0 Bulldogs. So they do make the Spartans pay for the lackadaisical play there. One bat four.
Now batting for Mexico, number 28, Cody Rao.
That's Bledsoe's second run of the game. Cody Rao now to the dish. Baby behind us was not too thrilled about that either.
Not very happy about that hit.
Grounder to Weitrich at short. A long range throw and plucking it in the dirt is Josh Price for the final out. Mexico gets one more run in top half of the fourth. Moberly up next in the bottom half. Glory and CentralMoinfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small.